Our dear viewers, we welcome you again in another episode with the Heroes of Faith. We'll continue our talk about St. Mary. We welcome His Grace Bishop Yusuf again. Welcome you, Sayyidina, in this episode. We're always delighted to have you, and we're always happy when we speak to you and talk to you, and we hear your wise interpretations. Although she knew a lot, because of her submissive character, she also did not speak a lot. How we can reflect on this, Sayyidina, in our lives, especially as youth, in this life with advanced communication everywhere?
St. Mary, she had the virtue of silence. Actually, as St. Luke spoke about her in chapter 2, that she was thinking and reflecting on all these events in her heart. I can imagine that St. Luke was trying to get information from her, as he said in the introduction of his gospel, that he wanted to get information from those who were eyewitnesses. So I'm sure he went to St. Mary and asked her many questions, but she did not speak a lot with him. Maybe that's why he said she was pondering on all these things in her heart. Maybe he was able just to get one story about the Lord Jesus Christ when he was 12 and when he to the temple. Maybe that's all the story that St. Mary said to St. Luke, and he mentioned this in his gospel. St. Mary, all the words that we heard from her in the miracle of transforming water into wine, and in her magnificence, in her visit to Elizabeth. Actually, in the miracle, she mentioned only one sentence, instruction to all the humanity. Whatever He, the Lord Jesus Christ, says to you, do it. And I think this one commandment to all of us is a very, very important commandment. Whatever the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, we should do. And the second is her prayer, her magnificence, when she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And it's amazing that this lady spoke very, 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 very little. But when she spoke to God, she spoke a lot, you know. And her prayer actually is quotation from the Old Testament prayers, especially the prayer of Hannah, the mother of Samuel. You can find many similarities between the prayer of St. Mary and prayer of Hannah, mother of Samuel. At the time, they didn't have printed Bibles with them, you know, but just by listening to the scripture in the temple, she was able to keep and memorize the word of God, and she was reciting the word of God day and night. That's why when she opened her mouth, she just quoted verses from the Old Testament.
And David said, "Your word is hidden in my heart." So it's probably she had a lot of hidden words in her heart came up in those prayers.
Absolutely, absolutely. The words of God were hidden in her heart. Besides her words with the Archangel Gabriel in the Annunciation. But this actually made me think about silence. Is it a virtue? Is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing? And here I can recall Saint Arsenius, who grew also in the virtue of silence, although he was a teacher to the princes, the sons of the kings. But he said, "I spoke a lot and I regret it, but I never regret being silent." In the book of the prophets of Amos, he said, "The mindful person keep his silence in this age because it is a bad age." Mary Suryani spoke a lot about silence. He said, "If you want to know the man of God, know him from his silence." And also he said, "Keep the silence of your mouth so your heart may speak, and keep the silence of your heart so God may speak. Silence is a virtue, but there is a wisdom when we should speak and when we should be silent. Because if we are silent in the time in which we should speak, this will be considered a bad thing. And if we speak in a time which we should be silent, this is also not a good thing. So how to keep the balance when we speak and when we become silent?
This would require a lot of wisdom, Sayyidina. And I'm sure she was also gifted with that gift of wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely. She was a very wise in her decision, in her way of life, reflected a lot of wisdom. She did not make any fight with Saint Joseph. You know, I can imagine if a husband took his wife to a manger, to a stable, to give birth to her firstborn. You know, I can imagine this is going to be a big fight. But her wisdom, she accepted this in her humbleness, in her wisdom. She chose to be a peacemaker, because you know, being a peacemaker takes wisdom from the person.
Also, Santa Mary is all known for her purity. As we say in the Psalmody, in our praises, that the Lord has looked from above and he did not find anyone like her. So he chose her for his son to come and to be incarnate from her. And with this issue of purity, we face a question that we actually see in a lot of other faith, believing that Saint Mary, after she gave birth to Christ, she lived her regular life as a wife, and she became mother for other children, and they actually choose verses from the Bible to prove this. And we need to look at this, because we know that according to our given word or given tradition, that Saint Mary kept her purity until the end. We need to understand from you, Sayyidina, this point.
Definitely, Saint Mary is the highest in her purity. As we say in the Theotokia of Sunday, that the gold symbolizes her purity, symbolizes the purity of Saint Mary. But just a side point here, also, she is the highest in her purity, but she submitted to the law of purification. And we read this in the Gospel of Saint Luke. On the 40th day, you know, she went and offered a sacrifice, as the law said, because the days of her purification. Although the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ definitely did not break her virginity, and did not he was not born with the original sin, so there is no here any impurity, but her humbleness appear in her submission to the law of purification and offering a sacrifice. But the question of the brothers of the Lord Jesus Christ, because all those who say that Saint Mary married and had children based on who are the brothers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here just I want to mention some verses from the Bible. Number one, if Saint Mary was planning to marry Joseph, why she said to the archangel, how could this happen to me while I do not know man? If she is betrothed to him, then she's going to marry him and expect to have children. So this statement means that she did not plan to have children, but she vowed her life to virginity. Another question. If she had the children, why the Lord entrusted Saint Mary to Saint John the Beloved at the time of his crucifixion? it would make more sense that one of her children, the four children that they are staying, they are the children of St. Mary, the brother of Jesus, one of them should take care of St. Mary. Why this, if I use this word, stranger, St. John the Beloved, takes care of her, you know? So this means she doesn't have children. Who are then the brothers of Jesus? St. Jerome has a wonderful article about the perpetual virginity of St. Mary. And he says that St. Mary had a sister, and they named her also Mary. And we can read this in John, in the Gospel of St. John, when he mentioned the women standing at the cross. He said, Mary his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary. And the cousins used to be called brothers, you know, like Abraham and Lot. Abraham said to Lot, we are brethren or we are brothers, although Abraham was the uncle of Lot. So these four brothers actually were the cousins of the Lord Jesus Christ and the son of Mary, the sister of Saint Mary, the mother of God. Saint Jerome also quoted the prophecy in Ezekiel about the perpetual virginity of Saint Mary. He saw a door in the east, and this door is closed. The Lord of hosts entered through the door and in and out, and the door remained closed, perpetual virginity. No? And here, actually, in the Coptic iconography, you will find in the icon of St. Mary three stars. The star is a symbol of virginity here. And why three stars? Because we say that St. Mary is virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ. Before the birth of Christ, during the birth of Christ, because she gave birth to him while her virginity is sealed, without breaking her virginity, as the Lord entered through the closed door, and after the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Through the Sayyidina, we were blessed by this talk about Saint Mary, and as she said, all generation will call me blessed. And we will be blessed if we consider her our mother, and we intercede on her name or in her name all our lives. We're blessed by her and by her bringing our Lord Jesus Christ to redeem us from our sin. Thank you, Sayyidina. This was great. And I'm sure, Saint Mary, we cannot stop speaking about her. If we have many episodes about her, we will find a lot of things to speak about her. Thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us. And thank you for these wise words that we've heard today. And we thank you all for being with us in this episode about Saint Mary. And as I always say, if God was able to reveal himself in all these characters, he can reveal himself in you. Thank you.